Yes, this question often comes up in the nuts and bolts of planning these applications. The NIH is somewhat non-definitive on the question, intentionally so. The general guidance that we give to people is that 75% of whatever the institution defines as your full-time effort. Now, different positions, different institutions, different contracts call for differing amounts of time, 40 hours per week, 50, maybe even 60. So the NIH will not take a stand that in any way goes beyond what the institution is willing to sign off on. Be aware that it's the institution that's submitting the application. So when an institutional Office of Sponsored Research signs off on an application, they are committing the individual that if funded, would, however they define full-time effort, that individual will be spending 75%. Operationally speaking, when people call or email me, I tell them, particularly the surgeons, where this is a very critical challenge, that we want you to spend the equivalent of 4 out of 5 days of the work week involved in research or in related career development activities. Now, that doesn't mean that seeing patients cannot fall under the umbrella of career development activities if that clinical contact bears some relationship to the substance of that research plan. In many cases, there is some partial overlap there. But we have not gotten any more prescriptive than that. We basically go with the institution and don't challenge them on that. The bottom line is what comes out of it. And you can tell that by the third year of the K Award, reading and following the progress reports and the published activity, you know who's putting in their time and who, for factors perhaps beyond their own control, pressures that the institution is unfairly putting on that individual, is not following through. And in that connection, I'll just tell you that we are trying to put some teeth into that award and that commitment that the institution makes by having some degree of review, an external review body that is involved with the awardee, who we want to come in to review that person's progress at least twice during the period of the K Award, just to send the message to the institution that the NIH does mean business. We're paying a very substantial sum of money, and we want that individual's best effort and time committed to that program. But in the real world, we know that in most cases, we're not gleaning truly 75% effort, even by the institutional standard.